you know, they always forget that, you know, April is very finicky, just like it is right now. One minute you're nice and warm and you think it's going to be real and it's going to stick around for a while. Next minute, you know, you're cold. And, you know, we've frosted before on Memorial weekend. So we've got a long way to go before we get into the stable June, July, and August weather.
I know it was kind of, like you said, kind of windy through the week. Had a couple of days that were okay. Last weekend wasn't bad, especially for inland fishing. Are people getting out a little bit after crappies yet, or?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they're absolutely hitting the channels and shore fishing and doing those type of things, you know, as the water warms up. And definitely you're starting to see some you know, guys catching their crappie and, you know, starting to find some, you know, inshore bluegills. You know, when it warms up, the water warms up, the fish come chasing in there, because obviously the bait fish go up into the shallows because that's the warmest water. So that's where they go heading.
Well, and just like your commercial says, I mean, people are jigging for walleye when you can get at them, especially the Detroit River's on fire right now. I don't know if you've heard much of that.
It went on fire. Yep, it went on fire Monday, Tuesday this week. You know, it was kind of calm last week on the weekend, but during the week it cranked right up. The Lake Erie's starting to kick in when it's calm. Right now it's a muddy mess because of all the high winds, especially the east winds. You know, sure hope that these east winds stop. I mean, I don't know if anybody paid any attention, but
even all
winter, you know, we had nothing but east winds, and you know that doesn't help us, you know, in keeping, you know, calm and on our sides of the lakes. And it really hurts, it hurts fishing in a lot of different ways.
Well, I got a rule on Lake Erie. I did break the rule last weekend and we didn't do bad. But again, the east winds were less than 7, but I got a rule. When there's an E in the forecast for Lake Erie, I don't go there.
Yeah. It's not worth it. For the most part, it's not worth it. I mean, it's, it's the wrong side, and, you know, at that point, I mean, so it makes you feel for the people who are on the other side, you know, who always get the westerlies, you know, but, they're used to it and that's normal for them. But, and they don't, you know, they didn't build as close to the water as some of the people on Lake Erie did, you know, because they most time it's westerly winds. But when you get high water and east winds, you're going to flood down there. And it happened quite heavily, you know, earlier in the week.
I talked to the bait store over in St. Joe, and they said that cohos are on fire when you can get out right now, too. I guess the last weekend, you couldn't have bought a spot on the pier. There were that many people fishing on the pier catching cohos.
Well, and that's good to hear. You know, it means that fishery's still doing good and still producing fish. And, you know, I mean, again, that's a more natural reproduction, so those fish seem to be holding up really well. You know, it's hard to see where we get the kings, get them rolling.
Well, I know there's an argument always on when the seasons open up, but we're a week away come Monday from opener of turkey hunting season here in Michigan, too.
Yep, the great Monday opener. And, it's hard to tell what's going to happen. Turkey hunting's, you know, quite unique, and it's hard to get people super excited about it until it's actually here. So we'll see what happens and how many people are going. It's kind of quiet on the sales side of it, but I'm sure within the next week it'll pick up, just like deer season. It's always last minute.
Yeah, I was going to say, turkey season seems to me like it would be more of a last minute, like, oh man, turkey season's tomorrow, or turkey season's in a few days, I better get my stuff and gear.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what's got to happen, and everybody will start, you know, probably next week, and we got Easter. Problem is, we got Easter before it, so they got to get prepared on Saturday, because I'm going to be closed on Sunday.
There you go. Okay, good stuff. TK's on with our Canutes and Sporting Goods, Fishing Report, and more. Good stuff again yesterday over at the Interface Shelter. Tapio and Jim and Bob Richardson and that whole crew from, you know, Subway. What an awesome thing, cooking up all those fish from this winter that all the sportsmen donated to everybody over at the Interface Shelter.
Yeah, what a great deal it is every year. You know, we really enjoy helping Bob out, because that is Bob's deal, 100%. All we are is just, you know, his worker bees when he needs us. And, we sent 3 guys over there. This is the first year in quite a few years that I didn't get over there in either one of them. We've just been pretty busy down here trying to get the bait for the Pennsylvania trout opener, keeping that rolling. So those guys did a great job again. The fish, you know, I mean, yeah, you know, what can you say? The fishermen stepped up when we didn't have a tournament to produce the fish for the fish fries. You know, we put out a email and a plea to the tournament fishermen, you know, that are signed up. Hey, you know, if you got any extra fish or caught any extra fish or anything in the freezer, you know, we could use some fish for the fish fry. And boy, they turned out, and we got two of them done for them.
Didn't look like there was much of a shortage of fillets.
No, you know, that's the way these people are. You know, I mean, you know, guys did a great job. You know, they went, you know, at the end of the season, they were going fishing just to make sure that there was enough fish in there. You know, for the, you know, for the fish fries. And, you know, I mean, that's how these people are. You know, that's how sportsmen are for the most part. Just, you know, very giving, and it worked out really well.
You know, I did nothing other than I stopped by and snapped a couple pictures and said hi, but it was kind of cool to see a half dozen people while I was standing there for 15 minutes, you know, that are way less fortunate than, you know, others coming up saying how awesome it was and how full they were. And are you coming back next week? You know, with a little kind of a smirk and a little bit of a joke, because they really look forward to the fish fries.
They really look forward to that fish fry because they realize it's not your normal fish fry. It's not, you know, some store-bought, you know, fish that's been, you know, brought in from, you know, wherever, you know, not knowing what type of fish it is. I mean, it's the real deal. It's, you know, it is, you know, caught fish, you know, locally, you know, sometimes it's walleyes, you know, this year sometimes it's walleyes, you know, guys had walleyes in the freezer but mostly it's bluegill and crappie and perch. And it, you know, it goes a long way, you know, and if they were, you know, somewhere lucky enough as a kid to have eaten fresh fish, you know, from, you know, local lakes, you know, it brings back a lot of memories. You know, I've been there and they, you know, they'll talk about how their grandparents or their grandma or grandpa, you know, fried fish for them when they were young, and, you know, how great it was, and, you know, bring back memories of being able to eat those type of fish.
Yeah, so it's a lot more than a meal, right? It's a lot more than a meal.
It's way more than a meal. It means way more to them than just a meal, absolutely. Because of the type of fish it is, it means, you know, it brings a lot of memories back to, you know, to those when they were young at times, you know, being able to when they could do some of those things on their own, and fish and eat, you know, eat off the land.
Got to say happy birthday, happy 24th birthday on Thursday to Tapio Knutson with a birthday.
Yeah, he made it to 24. if he makes it farther than that. Yeah.
Do you have any doubts that he's not going to make it?
He's not like me. He's not a daredevil. So yeah, I'm sure he'll go a long ways.
He's a good man. He's a good guy.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, I'm very lucky. Joy and I are very lucky to have two great kids who never gave us any trouble and made our lives almost effortless.
I just wonder if there's going to be a wedding before he turns 25. That's all I'm wondering.
Won't be then. No, I don't think that's, they got a game plan. So it's going to be, we got a few years yet, I think.
So, you know, maybe I shouldn't tell this story, but I will anyway. So my good buddy, Mark Bacon, you know, Mark very well.
Yep.
He called me while I was on spring break and, has a relatively new girlfriend and said, what are you doing on May 18th? And I said, I don't know what I'm doing on May 18th as I'm on the beach, you know, having a cocktail. And he said, I want you to stand up at my wedding. I said, I'm in.
There you go.
So congratulations.
You're busy on the 18th.
Wedding bells are in, you know, his future here on the 18th, and I'll be a part of it. So pretty cool.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure that's Jim and Jan's anniversary.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Well, yep. I sort of knew it was coming because he was asking me about suggestions if it did happen for dates. And I said, well, you go elk hunting in August and we salmon fish in August. I'd probably stay away from August. You're a taxidermist. I'd probably stay away from October and November. I said, January is a really nice month to get married. Maybe you should suggest January. So they settled on May.
May. Yeah. Yeah, I've always asked Dad why he picked May. I said that he says, "Well, I was in Minnesota; it worked."
Yep. Hey, before I let you go, store looking prime spring like right now for April?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Every day, yeah. I mean, we're you know, merchandise again as you know, we go and it's rolling in daily, and you know, the hard bait aisles getting stocked up good. You know, turkeys are as good as I've probably ever had it as far as the turkey goes. You know, rods and combos and stuff are starting to roll in, and yeah, it's springtime. I mean, you can tell. I mean, stuff is coming in daily, and we're trying to keep up with it, that's for sure.
I know what I wanted to ask you quick. Are you reading anything about how there's a little bit of argument about the whole in Lansing about deer baiting right now?
I see they're trying to run a bill through to overstep the DNR.
Do you think that can gain any ground at all?
I have no idea, Jamie.
Yeah.
I don't even know if they have the right to do it. I don't know if legislation has a right on that one.
You mean to override the DNR?
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know in that stance if they have the ability to do it.
I wondered that.
I really don't. You'd have to, you know, and again, I'm not a lawyer, so somebody would have to go and dig in. I think it might be surprised that in that situation, you know, that they might not be able to override the DNR, because they gave them a lot of powers, you know, not that long ago. They gave the DNR, you know, science-based blah, blah, blah stuff that they could do, you know, and they could make the decision, which wouldn't be, which took it away from the legislators. So I don't know if they even have the ability to, without changing that law.
I'll have to try to tape something with Julie Alexander. I see her every Friday here at the station. I'll have to ask her what her thoughts on all that is.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be great, you know, if they can, you know, I mean, if they have enough votes to, you know, it'd be great to do that. I mean, I have no problem with the DNR getting a little slap from the legislator, you know, saying, you know, do what the people want, not what you want, you know. But I don't, you know, if they go there, you know, I don't know if, you know, they could do anything and everything. I do know that they can work the seasons. I do know that. I do know legislatures can do that. And if they want to, you know, if they want to override the DNR on the seasons, I know that can be done. You know, I've already worked on that in the past.
We had our broadcast conference in Lansing about a month ago, and Julie came to a legislative reception that we had, and I mean, Julie and I are good. I've talked to Julie a lot. You know, I've known her forever. So she listened to me talk for way too long, probably, about how seasons really should open on Saturdays, and maybe we could change the 15th to a Saturday. She heard a lot. She heard a lot of that from me, too. I'm just one voice, but she said, hey, I'll listen to all sides, and I'm not saying that I disagree with you.
Listening, but nothing happens. Yeah. And I'm not blaming her specifically, but, you know, everybody keeps talking the talk, but nobody's walking the walk.
Other than the state of, was it Pennsylvania that I sent you that
you
the other day?
That. Yep. Yep. They finally woke up, huh?
They've said that they're basically, I think it's the Saturday after Thanksgiving or, you know, right around then, they've changed their opening day, which was traditionally like ours, like on a, you know, a specific date.
No, traditionally theirs was the Monday after Thanksgiving.
Right. Okay.
So that would vary depending on, but it was always, on a Monday, but it was always the Monday after Thanksgiving. So that could vary a week or whatever, how they had theirs.
But the point was that they wanted to do it on a Saturday for more people to participate,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yep. And then they do it the Saturday of Thanksgiving. If the same, you know, so it'd be Thursday, Thanksgiving, Friday, and then deer season would start on that Saturday.
I don't know that I'd have a problem with that either.
No, I would. I guarantee you, I wouldn't. And I think they're only a 10-day season, if I'm not mistaken. In their world, I think it's a 10-day season. It's a little shorter than ours. You know, not near as long their gun season. So,
I think Ohio does something like that for their gun season. I think it's like the Monday after Thanksgiving when that opens up.
I think theirs is the Saturday after, and I think not them, it's Indiana.
Okay.
Indiana does something right around that Thanksgiving. I think it's a Saturday after Thanksgiving for Indiana. And again, there's a short one, too. I mean, there's some states, you know, people don't realize it, but when it comes to gun hunting, there's some states that are only 4 or 5 days long.
Yeah, Iowa's just 5 days.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I think North Dakota's not much more than that. I think theirs is a full week. I think theirs is 8 days. I think it starts on a Friday and ends the following Sunday.
You mean so, you mean it's not like the most half of November and most of December?
No. No. It's not.
November 15th till December 20th?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, the full forever hunting.
Yep. Exactly. Yep. All right, Tom, I appreciate it. We'll catch up.
All right, Jamie. All right, Jamie, we will.
Tom Knutson, Knutson Sporting Goods, Hunting and Fishing Report, and more here on The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.